I wanted to ask you then to show us this this piece that I heard called Ascent, which is a very, very interesting example of what you do, of your electroacoustic music. So would if you would be so kind to play it for us.
Sure. Let me explain it a little bit. I'll set it up for the listeners so that they know kind of why it was written the way it was. The director of bands at University of Hawaii is a wonderful friend and colleague named Jeffrey Beckman, and he had put together not too long ago six composers. I was not one of them. Six Hawaii-based composers to write a really beautiful suite for wind band. Actually, I think the first version was for orchestra, and then they made a wind band version called Symphony of the Hawaiian Birds. And so six short movements by six different composers. And Jeffrey decided, you know, I think it would be great to start this off with some kind of, you know, concert opener, you know, whatever that would be, just something to start it all off. And I thought about that. He invited me to do it. And I thought, what a great commission, what a really fun thing to do. I had not done a concert opener before. So there's a very short piece. It's like 2.5 minutes. And I thought about the nature of birds because that's what it was following. Things that fly, things that go into the sky, things that go upward. And you'll
Right.
hear that there's a lot of sound design in there of everything from birds to jet airplanes. And in live performance, these sounds are very loud, especially the airplanes, to the point where the intent is the way I've mixed it is that the audience members almost feel like they have to duck, you know,
Oh,
when they
wow.
hear that jet coming and then later again ascending. And I also decided to take on the challenge since I was preceding a lot of music that was very strong in melody and themes and rhythms. I decided to challenge myself to write a piece of music that would be emotional and effective and stirring, but not use any melody or any rhythm. So here is Ascent.
Wow.
And that was conductor Jeffrey Beckman with the University of Hawaii Symphonic Wind Ensemble, excuse me, premiering the piece in Honolulu right before the pandemic shut everything down. That was the last performance it had it was scheduled for a bunch more performances. And then I was very lucky to get that live one. That was a live concert recording. So
that
was, did a great job with it.
You managed to keep it going up all the time?
Yep. It's completely descending. And I use a little tool.
This is the greatest ascending scale that I've heard, because I'm still waiting for it to go down, you know?
Exactly. Plus, there's a little psychoacoustic thing in there, which I think might be able to be heard better, you know, in live performance. I'm not sure. But I use something that a lot of film composers make use of called a shepherd tone, which is a little aural trick, A-U-R-A-L trick, that basically it creates a sonic barber pole, if you will, of ascending or descending. You can do it in either direction. Sounds using octave displacement and registration and just fading in and out. So when one ends, the other starts to begin, you know, different octaves. Usually do it with about three octaves. It's a fun technique. And I have that. I programmed that in the track, and that's going on in the background as well, which is pretty cool. So it gives this psychoacoustic sense of just up, 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 up. And I figured that's where you want to go. I don't want to land, you know. I just sort of fade out with the crickets and the birds. That's it.
And you leave everyone just expecting the music.
That's,
you
know, what I was hoping.
It's like a perfect prelude, because it's like a prelude. Here, hold on to your seats. You're going to get music. Here we go. Here we come. Here we come. And it's like a few minutes of here we come, and then you're totally ready. That was very interesting. I didn't know about the how do you call it? Shepherd tone?
Shepherd tone.
It's an interesting concept. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of information about it, and it's fun. And there are examples. You can listen to the different versions of it online. It's a fun thing to create. I programmed it and I had it as part of the track. At first, my intent, my desire was to actually have the musicians, or some of the musicians, doing the shepherd tone. But it's much more challenging to do live because of the intricacies of fading in and fading out at exactly the right time. And with all this other stuff going on, I figured it was probably more trouble than it was worth, especially for the poor conductor, to have that going, you know, and be responsible for that while balancing all the other chaos, intentional chaos that I had going on with that track. So I decided to just create it myself. But it's in there. It's subtle, you know, it's a subtle little thing.
Yeah, well,
I mean, the great thing about being a composer is there's no rules. We can do anything we want. You know, we can, and as you'll hear in the next piece, it's wildly different. There are no rules.
Yeah.